And welcome back to Coast, where we'll take your calls with Gary Collins here on Coast to Coast. So we will be right back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Gary Collins will take calls this hour here on Coast to Coast. Gary, your website, thesimplelifenow.com. So you are connected with the internet. Tell me, by living off the grid, how social networking are you? How much are you on the internet on and off?
I'm actually on the internet every day.
Uh-huh.
On the internet right now. But what I use is I use a Wi-Fi hotspot. I've used satellite internet in the past because my business is remote. It's internet-based for the, you know, primarily. So that was a little bit of a trick, and I spent years and years trying to figure out how to do it, and finally the technology caught up. But yeah, I just use a Wi-Fi hotspot for internet. And social media, I got off social media, completely about 2.5-3 years ago. Personally, I wasn't on it very much at all. And then I've been playing around with Twitter. I've got a group of friends on Twitter who we're all podcasters, entrepreneurs and stuff. And we keep a pretty tight group on there, but I don't spend very much time on it. I use social media very, very mm-hmm. little. And
how about
only Twitter?
How about the phone, the smartphone? Do you use it a lot? Do you have
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I have it. It's my main phone, business and personal.
It's like a portable yeah. office, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's how I designed the business. I developed the remote side of my business about 7 years ago. So the technology was fairly new. I actually bought one of the first hotspots for this that had ever been sold. I was one of the first customers, and I tried it out, and I've been using it ever since. It just had gigabyte limits, and luckily I found a plan that was unlimited. They don't offer it anymore. I'm grandfathered in. So I kind of got lucky. If I had to try and do unlimited now, I don't think I can do it. So I can't cancel my plan. I just keep it. So, yeah, but that was part of living up here, though, is I checked to make sure that I had cell phone reception. And I'm at the top of a mountain. The cell tower is about 10 miles away on the top of another mountain. So I have line of sight to the tower. And otherwise, in the valley is a dead spot below me. You can't get reception in a big part of the valley. So that was part of it, picking the location, was I had to have an ability to be able to use internet and my phone to run the business.
What about 5G? What do you think of that?
I'm going to hold off on that. I don't know. I just don't want to get a brain tumor at this point.
We're hearing strange things about it. I know that.
I am too. And when you think of 5G, and I've heard it's a cooker. You know, the technology, it's a hot technology, as in it's strong. And it's like, oh boy, you know, I'll wait. My stuff works fine the way it is. And far as I know, it's not going to kill me at this point. It could later on, but right now I'm good. So I'm going to let the 5G kind of roll past for now.
If you had one recommendation for everybody listening tonight, just one mm-hmm. main recommendation, what would that be?
For living off the grid?
Mm-hmm. Or living the simple life.
Living the simple life. I would say the first step is decluttering. We have too much stuff. And to live off grid, you can't haul it all with you. People try. It's a different lifestyle. I have far less stuff than I've ever had in my life, except for when I was, you know, young, very young and poor. And I would say to get into the mindset and to kind of get ready to live the lifestyle, you just got to declutter and get rid of a lot of crap, a lot of stuff you don't need.
I have a friend who was a banker, very successful, and one day he just decided to quit. I guess he had saved enough money, bought an RV, and the guy's gone. He's just goes to different yeah. towns and cities, and he drives around the country. That's his life, and he loves it.
Yeah, I've been shocked how many people come up to me and go, you motivated me. I live in an RV now. Because people understand, I still live in my RV to this day. I still live in it part of the year.
How much does a nice RV cost?
New. Oh, it depends. It depends whether you're, you know, fifth wheel travel trailer or you're going to get a Class A, B, or C. A good one, far as I'd say, you know, fifth wheel, if people want to go creature comforts, and RVs are really nice today. They're nicer than most homes inside. They're super nice, the expensive ones. You know, my travel trailer was $25,000 brand new, and it's a good one.
Can't buy a house for $25,000. Not one that looks like that.
But I'd say to be safe, you know, if you're looking for something nice, and mine is, I got a good deal on it. I can't get that deal now. But I would say, you know, $50,000. You can get a good fifth wheel, new, used. As far as the driving RVs, Class A, B, or C, those are more expensive. You know, that's a little more expensive.
And if you have to finance it, they do finance them, don't they, long term?
Absolutely. Yeah, you finance them just like a car.
You even get a little longer amortization, don't you?
Yeah. I believe when I went in on the last one, I own everything. I'm debt-free.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I own my house, all my lots, land, car, everything. And that's what I teach. I teach that. My life is a heck of a lot better that way, and I've been debt-free for a long time. But, yeah, I think you could go up to 10 years on some of them, if I remember right.
That's good for you. Let's go to the calls. Mike in Denver, Colorado gets us started. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, George. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I got to say, I always look forward to the Sunday Emerging Artist shows. And George Norrie on a Sunday night, you can't get much better than that. Gary, thank you first and foremost. Thank you so much for your service and all you do. And my question relates to what role do you feel that shortwave and ham radio would play if our grid went down? Because they kind of would be an end-of-the-world communication device, because you would think the cell phones run off the grid and the Wi-Fi. So I was wanting to get your thoughts on that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why most preppers use them and have them. I do not have one. I figure I got to communicate, you know, light a big fire. But, you know, absolutely. If the grid goes down, you know, cell phones are done. You know, there's going
to be. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Yeah. Everything's going to go down, and, you know, people are going to lose their mind. You know, for us who live more remotely, we're probably like, oh, good, it went down. I don't know. I'd like to throw my smartphone in the ocean most days, but I have to use it for the business.
It's amazing, though, what's happening to the world right now, Gary, isn't it?
Yeah, I've had a couple long conversations with some friends of mine, and we're just in such a strange place right now. And I'm very thankful that I started this lifestyle and started working on it a long time ago. And, you know, I'm honing it and always trying to make it better. And I tell people, yeah, this isn't to rub it in people's faces. I go, this lifestyle has saved me a lot of trauma during the last year. The things that affect most people today don't affect me. They just don't. You know, I don't have to worry about losing my job. I don't have any debt. You know, it just takes all the pressure off. And that's why I teach what I teach. You know, I do it to help other people to understand that if you live this lifestyle, a lot of those typical daily stresses that everyone suffers today literally go away. Completely go away.
Let's go to Joe in the Bronx. Okay, Joe in the Bronx, you're up with us. Joseph, go ahead.
George, how are you?
Great.
Good. Gary, what do you feel is the most profound change to your lifestyle, your values, and your priorities since you've decided to seclude your existence on Earth outside of the mainstream? Let's put it that way.
The most profound change would probably be, there's a couple. I would say the biggest is just my understanding of what freedom truly is. I feel more free than I've ever felt in my life. The other would probably, it would be that getting in touch with nature changes your, I grew up in nature. I'm lucky. I got back to it and I forgot. But living in nature makes you a much more calm and appreciative person, is the best way to put it.
You're doing remarkable work, Gary, and you're changing lives for a lot of people too, and that must make you feel good.
That's why I do this. Like I told people, I left the government. I went, I'm going to do what I want, and it has to be focused upon making things better. And that's why I talk about life purpose. This is my life purpose. It found me. I didn't find it. If 10 years ago, if you would have said, you're writing self-help books, you're helping people change their lives, you live off-grid, I would have told you you're absolutely out of your mind. I would have never predicted this.
Gina Maria is in the state of Washington. Hi, Gina. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. She's in my state.
Yes, she is.
Hello. Love and peace and God bless to everyone and everything, first of all. So I live in a small house. It's probably about 500 square feet, and it's built on skids. It's on a piece of land that's huge. I mean, I think it's pretty big, 20 acres, and got horses and stuff. But I also have natural spring water that gravity feeds to my cabin, and I have solar panels for my electricity. And I have propane for my refrigerator and my stove and my instant hot water tank. And I love living this way, but I have a little funny story for you. I'm trying to find myself a place like this, but I rent this place. And I was up at my landlord's house one day, and the power went out, and he got a lantern, and we finished talking. And then I said to him, well, I got to go. Got to go back to my house that has power. See ya.
Yep. Yeah, the only reason I know the power's out is I'm overlooking a lake, and all of a sudden it'll be black. I don't see any lights. And I go, the power must be out. I have no idea. Like I said, and the power goes out, during the stormy season every single year. And we've had pretty big power outages. I don't know.
Well, we've had some huge ones, haven't we?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And that's part of it. Living off-grid, you're your own power company. I know a heck of a lot more about how power works now than I ever did before. Like I said, yesterday I built a frame and put it all together, had two extra panels hooked up in 5 hours. I did it all myself. There's no electrician. I know how to do it.
East of the Rockies, Dwight in Kentucky. Welcome to the program. Hi, Dwight. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Great. Thanks.
You were talking about obesity. And I did 7 years as a drill sergeant and a cadre instructor at Fort Knox with basic trainees.
Okay.
And whenever we picked them up, I call them Pizza Hut Commandos. I said, get my Pizza Hut Commandos over here. They'd all be like 30, 40 pounds overweight.
Jeez.
And I had 12 weeks to get them down to, whatever weight. And
good for you.
We made them exercise, and we watched what they put into themselves, putting them out. When they went to the mess hall, I told my piece of commando, hey, you will have no sugar, no candy, no ice cream, no
the good stuff, sugar. The stuff that tastes good, nothing.
And then I tell them, show me your tray, and they would lose the weight. I was 36 when I was drill sign, and I was taking 18-year-olds on, 2, 3, 4 mile runs, and I was running like crazy. And they were running out of gas after about 20 feet.
Good for you. It is not that hard, Gary, to get in shape. People think it is, but it's not. It just takes some effort and work.
Well, and the biggest factor is sugar. We sugar's in everything. That's our drug of choice.
Oh, the diabetes, the epidemic is diabetic, folks.
Yeah. Yeah, and I tell people, they always go, well, where should I start? I go, walk and cut out sugar. You'll be far ahead of everyone else just with those two.
Next up, let's go to Steve in Monterey, California. Steven, go ahead.
I'm George, and your guest. Thanks.
Thank you.
Say, in 1981 and 1982, I gave up everything and lived off of a bicycle, a sleeping bag, and a Sony Walkman. Listened to nothing but the Beatles for a year and a half. It was the best year of my life. When I was in college, I took a course called Philosophy. And it's amazing, if you change your philosophy, how much bluer the sky is and how much greener the grass is and all your senses. And I see everyone on a treadmill, and they're losing half of their life, working half of their life. It never made sense to me that we give up half of our life for work And I think the future is the simple life hooked up to an internet. And did you know that if you can control your electricity and your transportation costs, you've cut half of your expenses basically out of your life?
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right, Gary.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. I mean, you have never lived that extreme, have you?
On a bike? No.
Yeah.
It sounds great, though. Sounds like a lot of fun. I have some plans. There's some future plans for some adventures. That will be pretty interesting. That will be pretty extreme. We'll see. We'll see how they go. I don't want to announce them yet, but they will be in the wilderness and by myself, pretty remote. So we'll see. I'm working on them.
Let's take another call. Let's go to Matt in Los Angeles. Matt, welcome to the program. And Tom tells me you're a police officer. So, sir, thank you for serving, and I hope you're okay.
I'm okay, George. I talked to you a couple months ago before this all started with the protests and riots. I'm assigned to a COVID-19 homeless shelter.
Uh-huh.
This is, I think, my 9th or 10th day straight. So I've been out there with the protesters and the rioters, and it's just a sad, sad state. And obviously, you know, the mayor has called all the LAPD officers killers, so it's very...
it's crazy. It's crazy.
It's crazy. But I just wanted... Dan, I grew up in Lancaster. Now, are you further up, like Ridgecrest area where you grew up, or...?
I grew up in Lone Pine.
I was born in Lancaster. You said the foothills of the... of the Sierra, so in a small, so Lone Pine Bishop, I spent much time up there. But quick to the point, when you were talking about the homeless and the building places, the city of LA has, like, during the COVID-19 crisis, we had like 5,400 hotel rooms reserved for them, and we used about 100 because they don't conform to the rules. You're in by 10 p.m. You're out by 6 a.m., but you can't go out, you can't do drugs, you can't do alcohol. And there's so much housing available. I mean, I worked with a mental evaluation unit and dealing with homeless and the whole bit. There's so many services out there, but they just don't want to conform to simple rules. A couple of the shelters I've worked at, they've closed down because they've gotten permanent housing. But for the most part, it's simple there. It's there, but some of them just don't want to conform. So it's sad because I see different sides that people don't see, but,
that's a good
point. Yeah. Living off the grid, I'd love to move up, out of California in a couple of years when I can retire.
And by the way, Matt, you are what makes a police officer a great officer. And I want to thank you for your work and what you've been doing.
Well, thanks, George. I mean, you know, and, you know, you don't paint, you know, the whole law enforcement worldwide by one person's action. You don't, same thing with teachers or any job. I mean, what happened, and it was wrong, and those officers will be tried with due process. I mean.
Exactly. Let it go. Matt, we may do a show on this in the not-too-distant future. Keep listening, because I would love for you to call in when we're doing that. It'll be within another week plus. We're going to come back with final calls with Gary Collins in just a moment. We'll even talk about shelters. And, Gary, you tell us if you think they're efficient in a moment. And welcome back. Our final segment, George Norrie with you, Gary Collins with us. Gary, Matt, our police officer, was calling about shelters. We touched on it briefly earlier in the program. But do you think they're worth it for people who are homeless?
Like I said, I think it depends. I think Matt made a very good point, and I've seen this firsthand too, is a lot of homeless just don't want your help. They just want to be left alone.
True. True.
And so it's, what do you do? You can't force them into this housing. It's a complicated issue, and I wish there was a simple answer. There just isn't.
I've got a homeless guy who emails me quite regularly to the show. Nice guy. His name's Jerry. He must have a smartphone because he's able to email me. But he just emailed us during the break and said he's going to build himself a treehouse.
Nice. I like that.
And he's happy with that.
Yeah. Hey, you know, my attitude is, as long as you're not harming anyone else.
Because I just hope lightning never hits his tree.
True. That is a good point.
Yes, that is a good point, indeed. So what's next for you? What's your next project?
Well, hopefully the speaking will open up again. I'm speaking at Freedom Fest next month in Vegas, so I'm excited about that.
Good, and Vegas is opening up a little bit, so
yeah.
You have some stuff going on there.
Yeah, I just released a digital version of the next book in The Simple Life. I have another project going on that I will not be releasing on Amazon. It'll be only privately sold once a year that I'm working on. I'm working on some online courses, too, that's coming in the near future, and trying to get this other house built. So always busy.
Plenty of things to do. Do you have the date for the Vegas event?
I do. It's on my board here, July 13th through 16th at Caesar's Palace.
13th through 16th at Caesar's. And you'll have it up on your website?
Yeah. I've already sent out some reminders. Also, you know, I think Jordan Peterson's the keynote. A lot of people will be there. Matt Keeby. I don't know if Glenn Beck's there this year. All the big names. Everyone's there.
Glenn's a dear friend of ours. Let's go to Brenda in West Virginia. Welcome to the program. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, George. How are you?
Okay.
I'm about half off the grid where I'm at. I live in the mountains of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm madly in love with Tommy, and if he'd come here and live with me, I'd have it a lot easier. But he's busy, you know. Gina is from my area, and it's nice to get to talk to her once in a while. She knows about West Virginia and what's going on here. But anyway, I am retired. I've been a widow for 8 years, and I'm living out here in the woods. And luckily, I don't have to have a lot of land. I got enough, but there's about 500 acres around me with no neighbors. So it's like it's mine. But I just have a few acres, and I was going to ask Gary, I'm selling less than an acre this week for $25,000 cash. And I was wondering if I'm looking for some other ways to make money, to invest and make money, like internet stuff. Because now that I'm older, it's getting hard to, you know, do physical things so much. So I was wondering if he knew anything new that I could learn. I've written 4 books, and I sell a lot of stuff online. And to me, it's always been easier to have a whole bunch of small things and make a whole bunch of small amounts of money. Yeah. A lot of people, I don't think, understand all the money they can make online with just small things. You know, you don't have to get on there and make $1 million. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Bezos started selling books. Look what happened to him.
Yeah, I wrote 4 books, and I sold them all by myself. I never got a publisher or an agent, and I sold $10,000 just worth of my memoirs.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I'm a do-it-yourself person. I do everything myself, so I just wondered if anybody knew of anything new, though, that's coming up on the internet that would be something I could make a few bucks on.
Well, save the $25,000 for the acreage sale, but go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, I think you're doing everything right. I mean, I'm the same way. People are pretty shocked. I own all my books. And not only that, I own the print. So all of my print, even sold through Amazon, I pay for the printing, and I own all of them. I have a distributor out of Nashville, Tennessee, by Nashville, small company. And I do speaking. I have my supplement line. I have the books. I have courses coming. I do, I'm a big believer in multiple revenue streams because
right.
If one goes bad, you have the other.
You have another. You've turned yourself into an enterprise, haven't you?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's turned into a movement, and I'm a little shocked by some of it, but also I'm happy. You know, that I tell people, hey, I'm not the leader of this thing. We all are. I want you guys to go out, and if you learn it, teach it, share it. That's all I care about. That's it. You know, the better we all are, off we all are, guess what? The better off we all are.
Absolutely.
That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Let's go to Kai in Indiana. Welcome to the program. Hi, Kai.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. How are you?
Great, Kai. Thank you. I hope you are, too.
I'm excellent. I wanted to say I just thank the world of you, Mr. Norrie. I listen to you. I don't listen to your fill-ins, nothing against them, but they just don't have what you have. And I'm really grateful for you, Mr. Norrie.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
Hi.
You're on top of it, aren't you? I have gained a lot of insights listening to you and Mr. Norrie talk tonight, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. All the books you're writing, and And I didn't have a story or anything. I just wanted to call and thank both of you men.
How about that?
You're very welcome.
The right thing and being there. And I want to say one other thing about this freedom thing. My freedom, I gained freedom a little over 2 years ago when I quit drinking and drugging and smoking cigarettes.
Good for you.
I don't know how I did it, but I haven't done it in over 2 years. And it's the best 2 years of my whole life.
Yep.
And I'm 60.
Good for you.
I did it all my, I drank 24/7 all my life. Anyway, I don't want to get stuck on that. But what I'm about the freedom thing is, I found out in this last 2 years, found out a lot of stuff in the last 2 years. Very happy. But the thing is, it's not, for me, it's not what I have. It's what I can do without.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's what it's all about. Yep. Thanks, Kai. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
I love it when people have this ability, Gary, to pick themselves up when they hit the bottom and start all over and they make it.
Oh, absolutely. I love getting emails of success stories and people coming up and thanking you or just sharing what they've done, you know, and then I learn from it. You know, we all learn from it together. Like I said, we're all in this together. I'm not the all-knowing person at the top by any stretch. I do this too, and I learn from everyone else. And I love the stories.
Let's go to John in Fresno, California. Hello, John. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to ask you a question about going off the grid and having to deal with the government for your taxes and paying your property taxes and all that kind of stuff. You're still going to have to deal with that. So any suggestions there?
How do you reduce that situation, if you can, Gary? I mean, you still, if you have income, you still got to file your taxes. You still got to do that. You can't literally hide, right?
No. And to hide today is more work than it's worth. I mean, you can do it, but it's very difficult. And for me, I just kind of come to the realization I'm not going to get out of that. And I teach that. You know, if you're going to live off grid and you're going to really make it a lifestyle, I built my house by code. I got my owner occupancy certificate because it's also an investment. Without those things, basically, you're just selling your land again. Because if your house is unapproved, you've got a lot of unapproved dwellings and stuff. I always tell people, do it right. You know, we all hate doing it. It's a pain in the butt. But in the end, it's the smart move. And there really is no way. Trust me, in my little podunk town up here, they have Google Earth, and they know everything. Every dwelling you're putting on your property, they know about.
They can find you, or they'll send a drone over you or something.
Oh, they come here. They physically come up, and they'll park down about a half mile down from my property and walk up. And I always tell them, call me ahead of time, and they do now. They let me know they're coming. You're not getting out of it. You're not. Trust me.
What is the greatest thing you've learned from the simple life?
Like I said, freedom. It's the enjoyment of freedom. And what we do today is we have given our freedom away willingly is the problem. And that means we have to take it back. And the way you take it back, again, is that three-legged stool: health, financial freedom, life purpose. Those are the main things I always tell people. The main things that the government controls, and we willingly let them control. Once you take those back, you're taking back that control, which gives you more freedom.
Well, and the most important thing, I think, is your health, because if you don't have that, you can't help the people you care about. You can't help yourself. Everything collapses if your health goes.
Well, and I know you're a big health proponent.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, and we... I firmly believe everything I teach, I tell people, it starts with your health. I go, that's where you have to start. Because you can, you know, you can't do these things if you're unhealthy. You really can't. It's very difficult to do them. And not only that, but once you're healthy, you start being a better person because you feel better.
Absolutely.
You know, you're not irritable. You're not cranky all the time. It just changes your entire life. And I agree. It all starts with your health.
And your website is called thesimplelifenow.com, right?
Correct. And I have a podcast called Your Better Life, which is doing really well. I had Thomas Massey on and a couple other people. Almost got Rand Paul on at one point.
Well, that would have been super. Gary, thanks again, and keep in touch. Let us know when your next book is done, okay?
I will. Thanks again, George.
It's Gary Collins. The name of his books, the series, The Simple Life Guide to Financial Freedom, The Simple Life to Life Balance Reboot, The Simple Life Guide to Decluttering Your Life, and then he's got Going Off the Grid. And again, his website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And for Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Timothy Banal, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, and to you dedicated, great, hardworking cops who are out there, be safe, everyone.